COVID rates on campuses didn't always follow the socioeconomic script. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Lewis Davis, Thomas Armstrong Professor of Economics at Union College, explores why.
The COVID pandemic posed an unprecedented challenge to colleges and universities as they struggled to adapt to the greatest public health crisis in a century. To see how they did, Stephen Schmidt, Sophia Zacher, and I analyzed data from over 1,000 U.S. colleges and universities to see what factors were associated with higher COVID infection rates. We were surprised to find that COVID infection rates were higher at schools with larger endowments, higher tuition rates, and lower acceptance rates, variables that tend to reflect the socioeconomic status of their students. For example, a $10,000 increase in tuition increased COVID infection rates by around a fifth. These findings turned our original thinking on its head, as most studies find that COVID infection rates are lower among more advantaged populations. Also, richer schools could clearly afford to spend more on things that reduce infection risk, such as more frequent testing and moving students into single dorms. Thus, richer and more selective schools appear to have chosen policies that led to higher infection rates, most likely to preserve a more traditional in-person educational experience for their students. Political partisanship also mattered for COVID infection rates. Among public institutions, infection rates were one-third higher in states with Republican governors. Because this difference emerges late in the year, when vaccines were widely available, it likely reflects partisan differences in school vaccination policies. Thus, even during a deadly pandemic, schools had wide latitude in how they responded to a crisis, and some schools appear to have accepted higher infection rates in order to satisfy competing educational and political objectives.
That was Lewis Davis of Union College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.